Welcome back to KPFK 90.7, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. For our second segment, we're going to be joined by a parent and a former teacher at the 99th Street Elementary School, which is located in Watts. And they've been organizing for over the last year to defend parents, teachers, students' rights, and trying to get their voice out in terms of school site organizing. So today we're joined by Annette Morphin and also Ron Dorn. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good afternoon. So why don't we start out in you guys telling us about a brief kind of history of the organizing that has gone on at 99th Street Elementary School.
Okay, I'd like to defer to Ms. Morphin. She can go first.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
So the recent history of you organizing and the community organizing at 99th Street Elementary School, and specifically, I know you guys are trying to get rid of a principal.
Yes, that was one of our goals, and we did fulfill that goal, but still we have some more issues going on in the school after that principal was removed. Now we're dealing with a problem that our two of our best teachers have been removed from our school.
And this, go ahead.
And we were trying to get our teachers back because if there are teachers that, you know, that we need in our school and in our community.
Right. So the history to that was that there were a group of folks who were organizing for better conditions at the school.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff that they were asking for, the principal was resistant to, and so therefore there was a campaign to get the principal transferred.
Yes.
Right. And so maybe if you can tell, I know there's part of your demands, there's two specific teachers that you're talking about, Lawrence Tan and Kim Min, is that correct?
Yes.
So maybe if you can talk a little bit about the teachers, because I believe one of your children were in Lawrence's class, is that correct?
Yes. Two of my sons were in his class. This Mr. Tan has done a lot, to help our children. He has take them, to places like the university to help them how to, take a look on how things work in there. And he has been there for the parents. He has a lot of communication with the parents and with the children. He has helped them a lot in their math, and he has done a lot of projects with them. One of the projects he worked on with the children was putting a plan together for the school playground. And he taught these kids how to work together as a group and how to do things together, and individually. And I have one child in Ms. Min's class also, and he has, learned a lot. He was, real behind in his math and in his reading, and she was always there for him, helping him, pushing him, giving him, telling him, you could do it, support, and she has done a lot for not only my children but other children in the school. And now that we have found out that they're not going to be there, well, we're disappointed because they are the main teachers that have done all these things for kids, and now they're gone. I'm not saying that they're not no more good teachers in there, but they're the long-term teachers now, and now we're going to get new teachers. And
These particular two teachers, I heard that they were actually commended on the effort that they put into actually the school. They were commended as great teachers, and now part of the kind of retaliation for the principal leaving is that they are being transferred away from the community that they helped to build around the school.
Yes.
Right. So what I know you guys had a action on Friday.
Yes, we did.
That was trying to meet your demands. So why don't you start laying out your demands in this particular campaign?
Well, one of our demands is that the first demand is that the district superintendent, resigns from her decision for her, to put back these two teachers and the school, not only them, also other teachers that have been, you know, removed from the school, like Mr. Will Sung, like Ms. Sharon Lamar, Ms. Harrington, and them.
And what was the reason that they were given, that they were removed from the school?
Well, for Mr. Tan and Ms. Min, one of the reasons that they were asked that they were removed is because they want a new fresh start for the school. And they supposedly, because they were endangering the children of that day that we had picket at the school, they were endangering the lives of the kids. And there was also another incident in the school at the end of the school year with the principal and myself. And here is this teacher being blamed for something that he didn't have nothing to do with, you know.
And there are also three other teachers that I believe were probationary teachers that kind of stood up for the rights of students.
If I could interject.
Sure, sure.
It would be Ingrid Sherrington, Sharon Lamar, and Will Sung.
Okay.
And that was part of the retaliation by the principal, who has, since they're probationary teachers, not permanent, he has the right to displace them if he feels, but it can be used. It's a rule or a tool that can be used to retaliate if you don't toe his line of reasoning. And if you want to speak out for social justice, the rights of kids, the rights of the parents and teachers, and not be treated like you're still living on a plantation, basically.
Right, so these three teachers are basically, they're not allowed to come back in the district?
No, they're just being, displaced or let go from the district. Will Sung was pressured to the point to where he resigned. Rather than try to fight the retaliation and all the pressure that was put on him at 99th Street School.
And this is also interesting for our listeners, listening to KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. Just interesting for our listeners, we actually tried to get some of the teachers from 99th Street School to speak, but many of them were afraid that the retaliation would be pushed against them as they're trying to get their colleagues back.
Well, they've had, you know, 3 years example of that. That was the time that the principal that we were successful in removing was there. And he was successful in basically poisoning the school culture of a school that was quite unique. It felt like home. I drove many miles to go there just because of the school culture was so rewarding and warm, and parents, teachers, students got along, worked extra hours. It was just a wonderful place to be until he effectively changed that. And he has been transferred to 109th, and it's sort of a bittersweet victory because we don't feel that we've really accomplished anything except putting our problems now at another school. You know, we feel bad in that regard that now they're going to have to deal with it. And but still, the other side of that is we have a superintendent of our district, District 7, who is unresponsive and is the person that transferred Lawrence Tan and Kim Min out without any good reason. I mean, you say you want to start the healing process and you want to get
a way to start it, huh?
Right. So you transfer out two of the stellar teachers there, and so it kind of makes you wonder. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, kids learning and raising test scores. So we have to scratch our heads and wonder, you know, is it really about the kids learning? Or is it about controlling right to speech, social justice, helping people, parents, teachers, students?
So I know that on Friday you actually had a mobilization that was actually going to District 7 headquarters to meet with Sylvia Rousseau. Can you tell us what happened with that demonstration?
Well, I wasn't there, but Ms. Morphin was there, so she could tell you about that.
Well, yes, we went and had our demonstration, and almost at the end of the demonstration, I went up to the office to send out some letters to Ms. The superintendent. And she came. We had to wait because she was in a meeting. But when she finally came down to talk to us, she was, like, very upset, and she was very rude. And she told us that she wasn't going to have that we were disrupting her office, we were disrupting her work, and that 99th had to deal with the problems, you know, that we were having, that we need to calm down because she had already made a decision and she wasn't going to change it. And by doing that, it wasn't going to change anything. So, you know, she didn't even let us talk. She said she wasn't going to talk to anyone. So the only thing I could say to her was, well, we're just here to give you this paper. And she said, well, I'll take it. And she left.
So this we're being joined on the line by another parent, Stacey Gaines. Stacey Gaines, welcome to the show. Stacey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What was the question?
Stacey, can you put down your radio a little bit?
Okay.
Or actually off altogether.
Let me...
I was just welcoming you to the show. So now we have Annette Morphin, Stacey Gaines, who are parents of students at 99th Street Elementary School. And so I was just talking to Annette about the demands on Friday and kind of what happened in terms of Dr. Rousseau and her responses. And I know that this is part of a escalation because you are having another demonstration tomorrow at the LA School Board. And so I was wondering, if Stacey, if you can talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, right now it's so many issues, so we're just trying to mainly like break everything down to see what will be like the main concern. So right now we want to see who we can talk to, and we're trying to find the right channels and the right people to talk to because we're losing qualified teachers that's been in the community for a couple of years, that their desire is to be here to teach our kids. And that's one of the issues. We're also losing a teacher assistant that had been on board for a number of years due to discrimination and retaliation. And my son personally was removed as a retaliation for me speaking up in a parent meeting.
Wow. So that's interesting because we were talking about kind of particularly teachers' rights, but also the other people who I think in schools have so little protections.
Exactly.
Are actually the students.
Exactly. And, I mean, everybody keeps saying that the parents and the community and the teachers and the district have, you know, we are supposed to be stakeholders and everybody's supposed to have some say. But it just seemed like every time, you know, the parents are running to voice their opinions and say anything, it's like a blockage.
Right. So Stacey, why don't you tell us where the actual action is tomorrow so if people want to come out, they know where to go.
It's on 3rd and Beaudry. We're at the school board downtown, and the meeting starts 5, and it continues to, I think, no later than like 8 p.m.
So they kind of keep you just waiting there until...
Yeah, it's they have, like, an official board meeting, and then at the end they have, like...
Public comment?
Public announcements and concerns.
And who on the board are you targeting? Who are the boards you think you're addressing your concerns to?
Our district is
Mike Lansing.
And does Dr. Rousseau also sit on the board?
No,
she's not on the board, but that's... I guess that would be like her supervisor.
Okay. So then I know you guys are going to have a mobilization tomorrow at the school board. What are some of the other things you're asking folks to do in terms of writing letters or what other tactics are you trying to get folks to do?
I would like to see if possible we can get media exposure, some of the politicians to come and support us and listen to us and hear some of the concerns that we have as a community. And if so, maybe some type of legal consultants that they can come down and talk to us so then we can know exactly legally what we can and can't do.
Okay.
Yeah, we feel we have a good ground for a class action suit. And we've also been enlisting the aids of the
Can you speak up a little bit, Ron?
I said previously that we feel we have good grounds for a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
And I have contacted several attorneys, one that represented a teacher at Locke High School who was wrongfully terminated for exercising a right of free speech, and she won a judgment against the school district. The Los Angeles Board of Miseducation. Oh, did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did say that.
That was Freudian. So we're also trying to educate parents in terms of their rights. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The Public Employment Relations Board, which their main power is that they can cite a complaint against the district, and that's really the main power that they have. But you cannot retaliate, an employer cannot retaliate against a union member for the exercise of their, you know, union rights. And those are the strategies that we're using to educate parents, teachers, and the students.
Is there a number or a website that if people wanted to get more information they can call?
Well, I can give you my number, which is area code 213-250-4344.
So that's 213-250-4344.
Yeah, so my name is Ron Dorn. That's spelled D-O-R-N.
And so if anybody has resources they were asking for, you can call that number. But more importantly, tomorrow, it's 5 to 8 at the LAUSD board, which is on 3rd and Beaudry Street. It's 333 South Beaudry. They're asking folks to come out and support school site organizing, support teachers who are trying to teach the truth, make a difference. I'd like to thank all three of you for being on the show and let us know what's going on and how we can help.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back with Jim Lafferty and the Voices from the Frontline third.